Roofworks.
We're about to discover the shocking truth about roof insurance claims. Welcome to the Works Podcast, brought to you by Roofworks, the Triangle's trusted roofing contractor. I'm Mike Slaman. With me today, Holly Bowers, Executive Vice President at Roofworks and co-owner of Roofworks, Derwin Manus. Derwin, let's start with you. Can you give me an overview of how home insurance typically works when talking about roof coverage?
Well, home insurance for the consumer or for the homeowner is there to protect them. And so we do have storms. We have storms of all variety. The most common storm that I would say we see in our area that people are filing claims on is hail. We hear it all the time. People say, well, there was a hail storm in your general area. Can I look at your roof? But there's also the common tree fell on my roof, or a branch hit my roof, or a high wind storm where shingles blew off, or other type of roofing that you might have got damaged by the wind. Those are typically what we deal with in roofing. Wind, hail are the main two culprits in the roofing industry. There's not usually, or let's just say tree damage, Mother Nature, some kind of damage that way. But we're seeing a lot of the hail issues. And how bad is it? We're in our marketplace, it's rare to have the big hail storms or the big size hail that you might find in the Midwest. Does it do damage? Sometimes it does. We've had some significant hail storms in our marketplace, but it's very isolated. So overall, that's the type of storms that you might see that affect roofs.
There seems to be a lot of confusion with homeowners on this subject. Holly, what are some common misunderstandings about what is covered? What don't they understand?
Well, I think it's a bit confusing for everyone nowadays. I think the big thing is just if you get people that are knocking on your doors or showing up at your house saying, hey, you've got potential damage, the first thing the homeowner wants to do is call the insurance company first and get them involved. Don't let anybody come on your roof. Don't let them get up there, because there's a lot of fraud that's going on in the marketplace. People are creating damage on there, and there's no way to prove it if you let them on that roof system. So that's probably the first and foremost, most important thing. And the other thing is just supplements, understanding how that whole process works. It's very important for you to use a company, one, that you can trust, two, that's not going to pull the wool over your eyes when it comes to all the supplementing and that whole process, and just making sure that you're getting a good roof system installed.
I mean, I can see how this can happen, because you're in the neighborhood, you have a storm coming through, your neighbor had some damage possibly. You wonder maybe if you have some damage, so you open yourself up to an inspection. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, I think the big thing is they are getting on the roof, and the homeowner, like I said, doesn't have any way to prove whether they have legitimate damage or not, or if they're up there creating damage. So what they want to do, the homeowners want to call the insurance first, get set up with an adjuster, and have an adjuster come out that works with the insurance company, and they can do an overall inspection of the roof and determine if they do or do not have legitimate damage to file a claim.
And Mike, I could speak to that in the two ways. You know, and it actually happened to me this week. I know that sounds crazy, but I had a flyer on my door offering to inspect my roof for storm damage owning a roofing company. And the neighbor up the street had their roof done by a company, and I won't say that they're a storm chaser or not, but the insinuation was that they had storm damage on their roof. Your neighbor did, so you probably have it, and we would like to check your roof out. So there had been no storm recently in my neighborhood, and that is what we call, what we in our industry or at Roofworks call storm chasing, because there is no recognized storm. But so that company was doing a job. They felt the need to flyer the neighborhood and say they had storm damage. let's look at your roof. Then the other situation would be where there is a recognized storm, a real event happened, and everybody knew it. You knew it. Holly knew it. We all knew that the storm hit that neighborhood. I mean, you couldn't dispute it. So that's totally different than the neighbor up the street's getting their roof done, and that company is saying, hey, let me check your roof out. Those are two widely different situations. And so storms do happen, and events happen where, yes, there's damage. And then again, my roof may not, even though there was a storm, let's say the second scenario where everybody recognizes there's a storm, my roof may not have damage at all. And the neighbor on each side of me may have damage on their roof. That happens too. And that customer may go, wow, how can I not have damage? And it's just that does occur. But the question is, the first thing the homeowner needs to do is contact their insurance. Their insurance may say, I trust RoofWorks. Have them go up, look at your roof. But that's what needs to happen first. The insurance needs to give the okay and say, we trust this company to look at your roof. Don't have somebody go up on the roof, because at that point, there's warranties involved. Say it's a three-year-old roof. Mm. And the warranty can be voided by something being done to that roof. So that's the scenario that can happen.
Have you heard of any situations where a full roof replacement was done and it probably shouldn't have been done?
Oh, yes, of course. And I think what gets in people, and where that happens a lot, is let's say you moved into that house and you've been in the house a year. The roof is 3 years old. It got replaced before you moved in, so it's a three-year-old roof. You move in, and maybe you've never done a roof before or had to have one done. Somebody knocks on your door, and you've been told roofs cost quite a bit of money. Great opportunity for you to get a new roof. You say, let's do it, because you don't know any better. But what happens, and we'll talk about it as we go along here, what that does to you and your insurance down the road. You didn't need it replace, but you were convinced by a probably not totally honest roofing company that the roof needed to be replaced.
And then when you want to renew your insurance, your premiums skyrocket.
Oh, yeah. And I just saw something. I mean, all the premiums went up across the state. So that they legitimately just put that in writing last week, I think, is when that happened. It's 7.5% and saying it could go up to 20%. So this is a real serious issue. And understand that the insurance company's got to get their money back. So everybody's going to pay the price for this, whether it's a legitimate claim or not legitimate claim. Everyone across the board is paying for this stuff.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, and I'm sorry, is that it's not just that. I mean, it's just not honest. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's not honest. And the second thing is, you did that. Maybe you didn't know at all. Maybe you were sort of convinced. Maybe you did know. Who knows, as a homeowner? But what it also does, maybe they don't cancel you, your policy. Maybe your rate doesn't go up immediately. But what about if you have an issue in the house where you have something occurs and you need insurance?
Like
the plumbing issue or some kind of leak floods the internal part of the house. What happens then with insurance? How do they treat you at that point? Do you get flagged? Those are things that do happen.
Yeah, and like what Derwin's hitting on is it's become a wide problem that now it's every roof is a claim. It's an insurance claim. You can get a roof on insurance. And like he's saying, it's most of it's not legitimate. Some of it is legitimate. But what insurance is there to protect you from really is those freaks of nature that come through that you're not expecting, or your broken pipes in the house that really do have emergency repair situations. But because it's being used in the wrong way, everybody's paying the price for it, because now in our industry, we're going to get a roof through an insurance claim. not just for getting a roof, because our roof needs to be replaced. Everything is a claim. It's a claim. It's a claim. And that's just everything is misconstrued because it should never have been like that.
Yeah.
And it's being taken advantage of in the worst possible way.
Of late, we've seen storms get stronger and more frequent. What do you advise your homeowners, or any homeowner for that matter, to do once a severe storm hits their neighborhood?
Anytime a storm comes through, if they're concerned about their roof, an inspection is always there. If we did their roof and they are concerned, we're more than happy to come out and take a look at their roof for them. I mean, that's part of us servicing our customers. I mean, they chose to go with us and they say, I'm concerned about this roof. Would you come look at it? We'll come look at it. If they're not a customer, call us. We'll come out and give you an inspection and see what's going on. But really, I go back to the hail issue. In our marketplace, do we have isolated hailstorms? But we've been having hailstorms since I was a little kid. And hail, you'll have spot areas of hail, and it will do damage. There's no question about it. But 9 times out of 10, what hail damages is older roofs. Older roofs are going to get really damaged. Now, if it's big, large hail, it's going to damage any roof. It just is.
In closing, what are some red flags when talking to a roof contractor who knocks on your door?
Well, if somebody knocks on your door, number one, I'm always going to warn a homeowner that that's somebody that I don't think there's anything wrong with, say in my neighborhood, that the company put the flyer. There's nothing wrong with them putting that flyer. I'm not knocking them for doing that. But if somebody's knocking on your door and they're saying, can I inspect your roof? I just don't think it's a good idea to invite them to get up on your roof. I think you should, any company, including us, you should inquire about the company. You should know who you're inviting to get onto your roof. You need to know, one, once somebody accesses your roof, you've invited them up on that roof, and if they're not insured, properly insured, then you're liable immediately. And it's as if they are working. Although they're not doing any work, they're working on your roof. Once they got on that roof, you let them get on your roof, and you're liable. And that's what's happening a lot of times. And a lot of these storm chasers, the guys that are knocking on doors, are 1099 guys. They're not employees of the company. So they're getting up on that roof, and they're not insured. And that's something that most of these homeowners don't realize that. So somebody gets up on your roof. If they were to have an accident, they were to fall, who's paying for that? Hmm. You, the homeowner.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot, and just know that their motivation is most of the time money, because they're getting paid for every house that they're going to and pulling a contract in. When they're doing that and, you know, getting on that roof and coming in, a lot of times they're forcefully making you sign a contract that you don't really understand what you're signing. It's very, very high pressure selling, because that's what they're taught to do in order for them to make a paycheck or make a commission check. So they're there for a specific reason, and it's not so much to help you, but it's for them to, you know, make big bucks off of it, which is all the wrong reasons to be there.
Okay.
And
so
I will follow quickly up on that, and that signing something is a major no-no, because they'll have you sign something and they're very good at what they do, and I'll give them credit for that. You sign it's really a contract that the homeowner's signing, and it says that if we represent you to your insurance company, and I got up on your roof, I represent you to your insurance company, and we find hail, and you get the insurance company follows through and says that it is hail damage, and there's a claim on this, that if you decide not to go with us, that's what that paperwork says, you owe us $2,500. So what it does is that homeowner signs that, because the way they present it to them is very effective, very well stated, and the homeowner thinks nothing of it, because my neighbor did it, my other neighbor did it, and they signed with me, and they said, hey, that's great. So that they convince them, they sign it. And then once they the insurance comes back and says, yes, you have hail damage. We're going to give you a roof replacement. You're locked into that company that you know nothing about, that all they care about is replacing that roof. You don't know what kind of detail work they do. You don't know references. You don't know anything, but you just committed to them automatically. And then you feel guilty or you feel threatened that I can't get out of that. Now I have to go with them. And that happens every time.
Oh, yeah. They're strong-arming. They're strong-arming people and flexing on them. And that's the stuff that's not okay. It's not okay to do that to a homeowner. And a lot of times they're signing tablets, which they don't really have a printout of that contract. And by the time the homeowner realizes they've signed that contract, it's too late. And that's like Derwin said, they feel pressured and they feel stuck and trapped. And it's not good practice all the way around.
Holly, anyone listening to this podcast that wants to follow up, how can they do that?
Yes, you can call us at 919-852-2660 or visit us on the web at roofwerks.com.
Well, you've heard the shocking truth about roof insurance claims. I want to thank Derwin and Holly for spending time and talking to us about this important topic and hopefully reaching someone out there from getting taken advantage of in the future. For Derwin Maness at Holly Bowers, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've just heard The Works.
Roof Works.